This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
The quest for a ninth NCAA title begins for the Kentucky Wildcats soon, and a new documentary from a couple of Kentuckians is meant to capture the unique relationship that diehard fans have with their beloved team. Karen Czar reports.
With Kentucky basketball, misery is wrought throughout.
I call it the blue dust. It's everywhere. You think it's just here, and no. When you touch that blue dust, you cannot get it off you. The fans are so much a part of it, you have to include them. They're truly the sixth man.
The past 3 years have been filled with big blue blood, sweat, and tears for producers Jason Epperson, brothers Tim and Steve Bates, and Lee Cruz. The finished product, The Sixth Man. It's a film that Epperson has dreamed of directing since he fell in love with filmmaking.
You can make a strong argument that a big part of our success is because of the fans. So let's do a movie about them. We are the fans. We're doing a movie for the fans. So that's the way we're promoting this thing. This is their movie. This is their time to shine. That's why we want everyone to come out and support this project and just enjoy it like we have.
Tim and Jason met while working in California while Epperson was competing in Steven Spielberg's On the Lot, a reality show about up-and-coming film directors, which Epperson ended up as the runner-up. The Kentuckians both decided the L.A. scene wasn't for them. They knew they could have their cake and eat it too, keeping in touch with their Hollywood contacts and working their dream jobs from the rolling hills of the bluegrass. The group has been successful and their resumes are growing, but there was one project they were all passionate about, something that focused on the UK Wildcats. The Sixth Man was born.
I've been a fan for as long as I can remember. I didn't know exactly the direction to go with it or what I wanted to do, and that's when I met up with the other producers, Tim and Steve Bates, and we were actually working on a few other little projects, and I kind of dropped the idea that let's try to do a UK project, and we kind of went back and forth, and ultimately it was Tim and Steve's sister who said, won't you guys do a movie about the fans? And then we all kind of was like, yeah, that's it, because there's never been a movie about the fans.
The crew followed the Wildcats on a limited basis in 2010 and 11 when they went to the Final Four. The bulk of the film is shot during their 2012 national title win, and some footage of last year's disappointing loss in the NIT. Tim Bates says, yes, there will be tears.
Do you actually see people like breaking down and crying?
Oh yeah, you're going to see some tears, absolutely. And the nice thing about this too, in this frame of time that we were able to shoot this film, is that we get the fan at their zenith after a championship, and we get them at their worst, because we go, not even a year later, we're not even able to make it past the first round of the NIT, let alone the NCAA tournament. So you see an enormous range of emotion here, and that's what it's all about. You know, that's what Fandemonium is all about. It's emoting. The interesting thing about this and the behavioral components is that there's no redemptive value to this passion. When you win, you want to win more. When you lose, it's the end of the world.
The group says they all knew going into the Sixth Man project that fans were going to be rabid, their fans themselves. What surprised Steve Bates was the extent of the fan base across the country and little unknown facts they discovered about some of Kentucky's most famous followers.
The thing that surprised me more than anything was how many Hollywood people and famous people are fans that follow the team that are diehards. I think Josh Hopkins wears a blue t-shirt under all his clothes, so he's always got a UK shirt on wherever he goes, which I thought was kind of cool.
Tonight's premiere of The Sixth Man is at the Kentucky Theater in downtown Lexington, and like the Wildcats, this opening will be all blue and white.
You know, traditional, the red carpet is, you know, what you expect, but hey, we're the big blue. We got to do it upright, so we're pulling the blue carpet out.
The 7 o'clock showing is sold out. Tickets are available for the 9 and 11 o'clock shows. Tickets are $8. For more info and to see the trailer for The Sixth Man, log on to WUKY.org. I'm Karen Czar, WUKY News.